Have you ever just said, "Oh man, I don't have enough time in the day to do something with digital marketing, whether it's social media, creating a video, podcasting, blogging. It doesn't matter. You just say to yourself, this is just not doable." It happens to all of us. Or let's take the flip side. Sometimes when you're starting out your business, you would like to do all that stuff, but then you're like, I don't have the money to do it right. So if you want to do videos, but you don't have all the equipment, how do you do that? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today in this episode. And we're going to do that by focusing on three different ways to build up your time and money so you have enough resources to get what you want to get done. Because it doesn't matter whether you're a solo entrepreneur or you're a large multinational corporation, it all comes down to those two things. Do you have the time or the money to get this done? So let's go into this. Real quick, let's start with what happens if you don't have money? Because I know a lot of people are listening to this, you're entrepreneurs, you're getting started, or you know, maybe you've been doing this for a few years and you know, you're not at that level where you want to be right now, but you still have a little bit of money coming in. So I was talking to a business owner this morning, doing really well, but he doesn't have the money to put in for a few thousand dollars for a website. And I hear that so often. So he's using Wix right now, which I'm not going to go into all this. If you want a better drag and drop system, that's what I do. And I can talk to you about that later. We could actually help you create a drag and drop website for the same price as Wix and actually give you full on digital marketing training on an ongoing basis. However, that's not what we're talking about today, so I'm going to get back to this point. My point is that this person is doing really well, but he just doesn't have that budget. Unless you're Bank of America or Apple and you're spending $1 billion or $2 billion a year on marketing, it's hard to compete. So, with that being said, you need to be able to preserve and use your capital wisely. And that's what a lot of people start to do. If you don't have enough money, start using some of the free strategies to get started. It'll help you test what works and what doesn't work. So, when you do have the money, you'll be able to use it more wisely. So, for example, when I first started, I was blogging every day. One of the things that I found that really worked well for my business was doing these different tribes. One group was called Triber, Dino Dogan, awesome guy if you ever want to look him up. He had this group called Triber, and there were a few hundred, few thousand bloggers on this group, and we would share each other's content. By having relevant people share my content, it got out to a wider audience. And I was able to grow my list and my client base using those type of tools. Plus, some of the people on there eventually became clients as well because sometimes they would grow and they couldn't have the time or the money, or they didn't have the time to actually do it themselves, so they paid me the money to do it, which is another great way of how those two relate to each other. So that's the first aspect of it. If you don't have the time, start using free resources to grow. Once you do that, scale up. You could start using other sites. The drag and drop builder that I was talking about, the great thing about it is that you build it on a WordPress platform. It's built for you by a developer at a Wix price, but then you could then use it to develop into a full-off custom website. Additionally, number two, once you have this, keep learning. Because people sometimes, when you start throwing money at it, you think that will solve the problem. If I just pay for ads, it's okay. No, ads is all about testing and learning. I can't tell you how many times I have done an ad campaign where I just knew this was gonna work or this wasn't gonna work, and it had the complete opposite reaction. I mean, I remember I was working on a campaign, and my manager, just try this. And I said, I don't know. I don't know if this is gonna work. And at the time, I ran it. And I had to eat crow because it completely worked. I mean, but that happens sometimes because you can't know everything. Unfortunately, we get into that situation where we decide, oh, the money we're going to spend is going to help do this for us, which is true. It makes our life easier because someone else is helping you with it. But at the same point, you still need to be involved in that process and learn about it. One of my other clients does coaching right now, and she does business plans for clients. And one of the things she mentioned is sometimes the clients will actually ask her for a coaching session, about how to do a business plan even if they hire her. And the reason why they do that is because they want to know how she develops the business plan so they have a thorough understanding of how she creates their business plan as well. Because by understanding how that process works, when they have to go out and talk to clients or investors, they have a better understanding of what the business plan is and why it matters to their clients and investors. So think about that. Keep growing. Keep learning. And number three, you're going to have to pick and choose. It's as entrepreneurs, we're not like employees. When you work as an employee, it's great in one sense because of the fact that, you know, a lot of those decisions are made for you. You could go home at the end of the day and you could relax and you don't have to worry about it. As an entrepreneur, you constantly stress, am I making the right decision? Am I doing what's right for my business? And in the end, you know what? You'll find out yes or no. Some will be failures. Some will be massive successes. You just can't know until you do it. But the cool thing is that whatever you do, you will constantly learn and grow from those experiences. So as long as you do something that's wise and based on the education as you grow, then you'll be able to develop that over time into a series of better and better paid solutions that might help you free up time so you have both time and money. Ooh, isn't this amazing? So with that, I hope you enjoyed this discussion on resources, time, or money. Just remember, one, start using the free strategies to start learning how to use it. Use it as a test. Second, once you start using the paid strategies, keep learning. And number three, make a choice. It's going to be something that you're not going to like sometimes, and sometimes you're just going to love it. And that's what's really amazing about being a business owner, is that you will make a choice sometimes that will just completely change the trajectory of your business. If you make the right choice, it will do only good for your business. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have other questions about learning how to grow your business, definitely reach out to me. Go to smartatthestart.com/contact and reach out to me for a free 30-minute coaching session. Ooh. So I'd love to talk to you more about how to build your business today. And also, if you're interested in the drag and drop builder, go to draganddropsitebuilder.com. Talk to you later.